Hannah, it's a pleasure to have you here on the Revenue Enablement Podcast. I'm very excited to jump into our conversation. But before we do, would you go ahead and briefly introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about Revenue Funnel?
Sure. There's a couple of things I wanted to do when I was younger. One was I really wanted to be a teacher and I was really bossy and I kind of like just carried that, but then kind of lost some of the bossiness, but still enjoyed teaching and kind of like solving problems. So coming straight out of education into sales and having the benefit of being in an environment that really valued training. The big thing that I picked up was like, oh, I love this. I just talk to people and then it's like light bulb moment and I just help them. I literally just help them solve problems. And I found that quite fascinating. I really wanted to take and evangelize buyer journeys and focusing on sellers helping buyers in their whole environment of trying to buy solutions. And that's why I started Revenue Funnel. And the whole premise behind Revenue Funnel is to work with high growth organizations or divisions inside businesses to help them be better prepared for how they can support and be aligned to the buyer journey.
The thing that you've said in a previous enablement that jumped out at me is that the only thing that we should be doing in the role of sales enablement is helping salespeople help buyers. I'm curious, in the consulting that you're doing with high growth companies, sort of supporting that message, how is it resonating?
I love that question. And it's really timely because I was in a go-to-market session last week and someone said, hey, Hannah, understand what you're talking about with regards to buyer journeys and focusing on that. But haven't we been doing that forever? Haven't we always been thinking about the buyer journey? And I had to think about it for a second. And I said, well, I think a lot of it's been optics. That's the first thing. The second thing is a lot of organizations have that in mind, but after all of the planning and then the time runs out, it's just go get them, get out there and go kick down doors and try and sell some stuff. But I said, there's an explicit call out now for buyers when you look at all of the research, which says, I don't want to talk to you. You have to help me. I'm only going to reach out to you at a moment where I've done most of my research and there's just questions I can't answer. They don't want to speak to us because the thing that we've left is we don't, as revenue individuals, help people. We just force you to do stuff and we manipulate you. So when it comes to, is it resonating? Kind of, but not as much as I'd hope.
And that leads me into a question for you with respect to the sales enablement organizations you work with. What do you see that the best ones are doing that helps sellers develop the mindset of understanding first, what's the value that I can offer to serve in this process rather than how do I get you to do something?
I think where companies are doing it really well is companies that understand the value that each different stakeholder inside their own org can actually play. They hold the rep accountable for orchestrating, but understand that if I leverage senior stakeholders in my business, if I have things like business value teams and really creating that ecosystem around to say that this is it's a whole business engagement. It's not just on you to go be a superstar. I see that done really well. I still don't see enough of the kind of uprising of creating that superstar to say you are worthy of not leading it on your own, but being the person who leads with authority. I think it's still much like a lean on everyone else. And I think that works, of course, because there's people with very specific domain expertise.
What you just said, though, caused me to think of a new way that I think is one of the most impactful ways to do same side selling, even when you're not physically next to each other. And that is the DSR. I have found that it has brought together many of the things that I believe are really important, including who is the seller, you know, the little area for that.
Yeah.
But more than anything, here's the value of the curated, specialized knowledge that I've given you, designed to help you save time. What have you seen with DSRs?
Firstly, I love it. This is so compelling. And what's going to be the downside is people not using them properly and really understanding how it fits into the general ecosystem that exists for their buyer journey. What the DSR does is it allows you to try to do your best to be in that earliest part of that buyer journey, because that's where you have the biggest influence. So if you start the framing and you help to shape how people are thinking about issues, challenges, and opportunities, but maybe they're not ready yet, but you've created that environment for them, at that moment where, of course, they're going back in and you get the analytics and the alerts, you're like, I don't have to be that call you back in 6 months individual. I can be that, okay, so where are they now? Rather than calling back in 6 months and they're like, oh, I knew I spoke to you, Hannah. I couldn't quite remember the company. I couldn't find the email because it's in archive. And we've just gone with another solution. And you're like, but you told me you weren't interested. It's like, I wasn't ready. So these environments allow us to kind of have an always on conversation without saying, just checking in, just bumping us up to the top of your inbox, just checking in, which is infuriating for a buyer.
You know, Hannah, that is just a great message for us to wrap. If I net out what you just talked about, there's this ability to orchestrate, number one, this ability to use a tool like the DSR as a point of comparison. And in the final analysis, what you're really talking about is the power of differentiation. Ultimately, they're going to buy through somebody. Why not you? Well, it's a pleasure to chat with you, and I look forward to continuing our collaboration.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Really enjoyed it.
And before we go, if people want to know more about your company, what's the best way for them to reach you?
So two ways. So one, I'm all over LinkedIn. So I've been lucky enough to be nominated as a LinkedIn top voice in sales because I shout about it a lot. So hit me up on LinkedIn. I'm always on there. Or alternatively, go to www.revenuefunnel.co.uk. And all of my meeting links are there. So just click what you're interested in and let's have a chat.
Wonderful. Thank you very much and look forward to continuing the conversation.
All right. Take care.